All right, guys, welcome back to Talking Family, Talking Life. Last week, I let Sarah open it up, but quite frankly, it was one of those boring openings.
What?
I told her I was saying this, but honestly, it was one of the most boring openings I've ever heard in my life. I'm sorry, it really was. This is the first time we've addressed this, and I mean that. It was boring. Sorry. I mean, what?
Well, go ahead and take it off. No, I'm just saying. Entertain us.
I'm just asking a question. How did you make it entertaining the last time you did it?
Do you not remember when we finished off last time? I said, we need to start off with small talk next time instead of just cutting right into material.
That was your decision, though. Anyways, I'm getting looks. You should see the looks I'm getting. But anyways, so I'm back doing the opening, making it a lot more exciting. Right? This is exciting.
I'm just waiting on it to get entertaining.
No, well, see, Sarah had this idea. We need to tell like a funny story or something at the beginning. And so we were thinking about, you know, the last week, and our life has been pretty dull the last week.
It has not been dull.
I mean, as far as anything.
It's been overwhelming and exhausting.
Well, I mean, as far as anything funny, I mean, we've been busy, but like everybody else has.
You put up Christmas lights last night. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Oh, is that funny? Are the lights still hanging? It's not funny.
It's funny how grouchy you get every single time you have a project.
Bunch of baloney. Baloney. I just said baloney.
You said baloney. You're so old.
That's the only clean word I could think of.
You're really
old. I was not grumpy. But
no, he was perfectly happy. We all know that to be true.
Anyways, so yeah, I got Christmas lights up. So let's see. Today's December 6th when we're filming this. So this podcast will come out second week of December. So hopefully Christmas shopping is going well and got most of ours done. And get back to the funny stories. I have nothing. We went and picked up my one of our kids' prescriptions today. And I get asked this question. We all get the same question every time we go. If we have a kid, what's our child's birth date?
And that's a lot of birthdays
to
remember.
And that scares me to death every time. And I forgot that question was going to be asked. And that lady asked me that question, and I had no idea when my kid was born. I mean, I was going through the days, the months, and the years. And
you gave her the wrong kid's birthday.
I was getting there. Okay. I eventually gave her a birthday, which was right. It was just the wrong kid. And then we eventually got it right. So, anyhow, that's all I have.
Child is now medicated.
But, who knows if our kids get the right medication. All right. Anyways, so hopefully everyone is enjoying the podcast. If you have not subscribed and are not sharing the podcast, shame on you. All right?
Shame.
Shame. We're trying to be a help. All right. Here we go.
Has your mom subscribed yet?
No.
Has she listened yet?
Mom, I'm sorry for your daughter-in-law's attitude. I'm sure
what?
She has.
That was not an attitude. I was just asking.
Anyways. All right. Now we're getting personal. Okay. So the first three podcast we've done, we've kind of, you know, been focusing on kids and so forth. And then last week's podcast, we only got halfway done, and we said we was going to come back to finish the second half, which we will eventually, maybe more than likely. But you know, the podcast is called Talking Family, Talking Life, and the reason we added the Talking Life because we wanted to keep it open to talk about basically anything. One thing I don't do hardly at all, if ever, I'm sure I have, I can't think of any, is that I never really address, when it comes to social media, I don't address current hot topic issues. I just don't do that because it's a pet peeve when people jump on current hot topic issues and they just vent. I just don't do that on social media. However, there's, you know, again, by the time this podcast comes out, this will be like a week and a half, 2 week old story. But we thought, actually, Corey Wilson gave me this idea yesterday to do this, so thanks, Corey, about maybe addressing this topic of the whole issue that's going on with Lauren Daigle and the comments she made and so forth. So I thought we would do that today. And again, I don't think we'll be too long on a podcast today. Like every pastor says when I get up and preach, and we never follow through it, but we'll see how it goes. But with Lauren Daigle, all right, for those who, for some reason, don't know the issues and stuff that's come up with her. First of all, if you know anything about Lauren Daigle, she's a phenomenal singer, probably one of the most talented, if not the most talented Christian singer that's out there, not just Christian singers or singer, period. And she does a fantastic job in what she does. You know, the first controversy started with her when she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show a few weeks back. And then that was one thing that people had some issue with. But the biggest issue is what happened with the interview that she gave a couple weeks ago, you know, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. But anyways, the question was brought to her was the following question, just to give you a background. Do you feel that homosexuality is a sin? Was the question presented to her. And here was her answer. Quote, I can't honestly answer on that. In a sense, I have too many people that I love that they are homosexual. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or another, or the other, I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's what my go-to is. I just say, I read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know because I'm learning to, unquote. So that answer to that original question, do you think homosexual or do you feel that homosexuality is a sin? Her response, her answer is what got people going on social media and getting Christians all up in arms once she made that answer. So everybody has an opinion, and my wife and I will jump on the bandwagon for a few moments, but I have a deeper reason why I'm addressing this topic, but I'll let Sarah go first and let her address.
Oh, I'm going first.
Yep.
Okay. A few thoughts. First of all, maybe it's important for us to state our belief here. And for those of you that don't know us, we believe that homosexuality is sin. We believe that that's clearly stated in God's word. We also believe that it's a sin struggle for people, just like many, many sin struggles. And that regardless, people are to be treated with love and grace. Now, having said that, to specifically address this topic, I struggle with a couple of things that Christians are calling her out for. One, we're calling her out for something that she is saying. Granted, she's a public figure. This is not a debate of should she be more responsible, should she be whatever. But we're calling her out for something that she's saying. So number one, either she does not believe that homosexuality is a sin and she's not willing, either she doesn't believe that homosexuality is a sin and she's afraid to say that to lose her Christian following, or two, she does believe it's a sin and doesn't want to stand for it to lose any kind of secular following, or she really doesn't know what she believes. I've heard, and I have no clue because I have not researched, that she has not been a believer for that many years, and I don't even know how many that many years is. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what her spiritual training is, what her background is, but we really don't know her heart. We don't know what she believes. We are judging based upon what she is saying. But in reality, we could call each other out every single day for similar things. I think the opposite is that we're known so much for us verbalizing what we do believe. And then how much do we really follow through on it? Are we really walking in obedience to God? And are we acting out? Are we doing what we say we believe? And if not, is that any worse? And would I want someone every single day that I'm sinning, making choices not to walk in line with scripture or walk in line with what I say I believe. Would I want someone ripping apart every word, every single thing I'm doing on social media? And you hear it said all the time, but it's true. We're known so much more for judging and chastising the world and each other than we are for loving the world and loving each other. And that does not mean, if you know Mike and I in our ministry, we have never backed down from saying what we believe. We've never backed down from God's word and standing on truth. There's a big difference in standing on what you believe in and tearing other people down in the process. And that's my concern. I feel like people are jumping on a bandwagon, and then it kind of trickles through to other areas. I've read stuff on social media this week about, well, what about this group? What about this music group? Well, they don't believe everything we believe. Well, I listened to Lauren Daigle, and I'm disappointed in her response, absolutely, but I'll still listen to Lauren Daigle. She has some solid biblical music that I can still worship God with. So,
you see, I don't like doing it, you know, calling out specific people on their beliefs, especially when it's a fellow believer. You know, however, with an issue like this one, in my eyes, it's very clear cut in scripture, you know, that homosexuality is a sin. You know, I don't know who will listen to this and who won't, but if anybody has known us for, you know, years and years and years, especially in the last 10, 15 years, I mean, I guess we've had homosexuals in our youth group.
Yeah.
We do today. I have never, ever, 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 ever chased anybody out because they're homosexual.
Right.
Never have done it. And like Sarah addressed too, it's a sin. So it's lying. So yep. It's gluttony and on and on.
That's right.
On and on we can go. That's me. I have done no, you know, biography study on Lauren Daigle. I hardly know any much about her. I've never met her personally. Why is Lauren Daigle being called out today? Well, I have three things come to my mind. First, I mean, she's in the public eye and she's what's very popular right now. And so when you're in the public eye, you're going to get, you know, scrutinized for any slip up or anything that you say, whether it's, especially when it's bad. The LGBT topic is still a hot button issue like it has been for years now, and it will continuously be a hot button topic. I think judging people goes a lot of different ways. If people don't want to listen to Lauren Daigle's music anymore, knock yourself out. That's fine, and that's your prerogative to believe that.
Right.
I think we have to be so careful with things. I remember growing up, there was somebody that I know really well that Pepsi or something, Madonna and I'm going really back decades ago. Madonna and Pepsi were, I don't know if Pepsi was one of Madonna's sponsors or what have you. I can't remember how it worked. But anyways, I remember somebody stepping up and saying, well, we're no longer going to drink Pepsi. Well, that's great. Okay, and that's fine. You can do that. But you better stop eating at that time when Pepsi was part of Taco Bell. And I think Pepsi still is. Well, you better stop eating at Taco Bell. You better stop eating at these restaurants that serve Pepsi. And that person got kind of thrown for a loop when that happened.
Right.
I think sometimes we're so quick to pounce on the current, pounce on certain topics and we're, you know, get on these soapboxes that we say things that, you remember the whole Target issue?
Mm-hmm.
Two or three years back, well, I'm never going back to Target again. Well, those same people have backed off that. And again, if you don't want to go to Target anymore, I am 100% fine with that. That's your right to believe,
right?
To believe that and do that and stuff. But and even like Sarah addressed, well, I'm not going to listen to Lauren Daigle because of response to the homosexuality question. So, well, you know, let's start. You know, if we really knew about what every musician, the personal things they struggle with, we won't be listening to anything. If you, good night. You wouldn't listen to me preach probably if you knew some of the things that my wife and I probably even struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But So she gets, so why is this a hot button issue right now? One, because she's in the public eye, because of the LGBT topic. And then she's not standing for something that most believers believe is a sin. And again, maybe Lauren Daigle really doesn't know. I don't know. I mean, was I disappointed in their answer? Absolutely.
Sure.
I wish if it's a sin, I wish we call it to be a sin.
Right.
Having said all that, and again, we could talk about the Lauren Daigle thing for a long time. And it's funny. It's easy to pounce on other people. But man, if we what would we do if people just pounced on us for everything we say and do that's questionable, that's wrong? I don't think we would like that too much. But here's my biggest issue. My biggest issue is that believers seem to get more passionate and on fire when people stumble or cause controversy than they do loving or caring about fellow mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, we're just so easy and we're so quick and eager to pounce on other people when they screw up and mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a social media platform where we can blast believers and non-believers.
It's gotten so much worse with that, hasn't it? Everybody thinks they have to publicly state their opinion. They have to let their opinion be known. If someone posts something and they don't agree with it, they have to make sure their opinion's put in there. It's just been heightened with social media.
Yeah, if you ask my wife, social media has been a pet peeve of mine for a while. You know, I'm going to be 39 in April. And, well, it seems like you're getting older and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Again, first of all, I think 39 is not that old. Second of all, social media has bothered me for years. And I use social media all the time. Some people believe social media is from Satan. Snapchat is, by the way. Like I said last time, hate Snapchat. But social media didn't come from the devil. It's just we humans have made it into a sinful things in a lot of ways. I was thinking about this earlier today. We're not going to do this every time we post, but I think there's three questions that we need to consider before we post anything on social media. One's this: what are we hoping to accomplish? Will our post help or hinder a fellow believer? And what message does our post send a non-believer? I'll see if Sarah agrees with this statement. Like, it's all this stuff we don't even have written down. We're just shooting out from our heart and stuff. But I think believers have absolutely lost their minds with what they put out on social media.
Absolutely. It's really sad if someone has the reputation of stirring up drama on social media. There are some people that can state truth and they can back it up with scripture, and you flip through their post and you go, wow, what a way to stand firm for truth. And there are others that it's a constant revolving door of just bad mouthing, drama, sarcastic comments. It's sickening.
See, we have, and I know, trust me, I'm just trying to make a point here. We have a lot of friends on Facebook, just like a lot of you have. Just because we've been to a lot of different places. I think, I don't know, we're around 1,500 friends. So I could be talking about a whole group of people. So, but anyways, but you can just mark it down.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be on Facebook, who's going to be on Instagram, who's going to be on Twitter that's out there fighting with other people for the public eye to see.
Yeah.
You can mark it down and bet good money who's going to do that every time.
Yeah.
I was talking to another pastor yesterday that I know, and he says his non-believing parents just almost in a way kind of love it when they see other Christians make fools of themselves on social media, fighting back and forth, because their point is, why would I want to go to your lifestyle when you can't even get along
with each other?
With each other. Listen, people, circling this back to Lauren Daigle thing just briefly, you know, do I have too much problem with people calling out Lauren Daigle? I don't know. I'm not crazy about it. I have no problem with people stating what they believe in. I have no problem with that. And we've had teenagers say, hey, we're not teenagers. We have teenagers. We've had adults, you know, college students who've stated on social media, say, this is what I believe. And I have no, I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. What I have a problem with is just when we just use that as just an opportunity just to cause controversy and debate, unnecessary debate on a public platform.
Yeah.
And we think a lot of times and stuff, and again, this not just this issue, this is the latest
That's
one.
Right.
This goes with so many issues
That's
I've
right.
seen
yeah.
over the years where we debate and we argue and we think we're doing good, which in reality, we're causing more harm. I think my wife agrees with this. You can tell me if you do or not. I think this is kind of obvious. And again, I'm just on the social media soapbox right now. Most social media posts, by far, are all about me.
Yes.
My opinion.
That's what I was going to say.
My lifestyle.
That's
Look
right.
at how great I have it. And it's just the Christian,
not the Christian.
Well,
everybody does it.
Well, yeah, it's not just a Christian, but non-Christians, the way they use social media. It's just like, let me show off, let me push my agenda across. And we've always had a self-centered, you know, just being a human, we're always prone to be selfish. I think every person has to work hard at being selfless and selfish in how they live. But I think, and I believe, and I've watched social media a lot in the last, you know, decade, it's been really popular, is that I believe, and I'm talking about believers right now, we are so blind to how selfish and prideful and arrogant we are to social media that we just don't see it anymore.
Right.
I always told Sarah that I wanted to cause things, you know, I like controversy. I like stating things that gets people thinking and maybe a little uncomfortable. But back to the original question, the three questions. Well, you know, what are we hoping to accomplish with our posts? Will our posts help or hinder a fellow believer? What message does our post send a non-believer? Because I think we just have to be so wise down there. I think we hurt people so much and we make people feel so inadequate sometimes by what we post and say and do on Facebook that we're just blinded to it.
And so many times we do it in the name of truth. We say, well, it's right. It's Bible. It's scripture. And really, in reality, our goal is not for truth to be known. It's for our opinion.
Yeah. I guess I look at things this way. You know, and we try to be practical and we're just talking about life. Because we don't have to post everything on social media. We just don't have to. You know, there's a lot of things that I see, and it just, you know, it rubs me the wrong way because I think, you know, we know the saying, keeping up with the Joneses. All right, that saying has been...
I thought you were going to say keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, or Kardashian. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh, I don't go there. And that saying has been around for so, so long. And now we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where we just flash our lifestyle for the world to see. You know,
a lot of times it's not even our lifestyle, though. It's like this make-believe pretty world that...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
We take, and I do the same thing, take picture after picture after picture after picture to get it just right before it's social media worthy.
I think, because we don't have to, I don't think we have to post everything that our family does every second of the day. I don't think we have to have a new selfie every day. I don't think we have to post every moment of every weekend getaway, every vacation, every trip. Can I take? I
hesitate to use the word blessed because you can be blessed and have nothing material wise.
Yeah.
If God has saved you and you have
God as your heavenly, eternal, you know, as your Savior. And, you know, if you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you're blessed. But it's just like sometimes we'll put out, man, I went to this trip. I went on this vacation. And again, we post things about vacation. We post things about our family and stuff. But sometimes we do it so much. And sometimes I think it comes across as, man, we have this awesome lifestyle. And people who can't monetarily live up to that lifestyle, they feel inadequate. And then they will do things, I believe, well, man, my kid sees this, that they do this, well, I want to do that. And then they'll take out these loans and get themselves so far in debt that they can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Based on one of many reasons, because they see all these other families
what
doing
everybody else has.
That they think, here's the thing, and I want to encourage the people who don't have as much materialistically as maybe other people do. Trust me on this one. The people who, a lot of people you see on social media who are living these extravagant lifestyles, trust me on this, can't even afford what they're doing. You know, so you have the vacation standpoint. You have the, even the standpoint from, I see it on social media a lot where, you know, you have these stay-at-home moms, and God bless stay-at-home moms and stuff, but we don't have to talk about it week in, week out, day in, day out. I could stay home. I think before we are so quick to post things like that, we got to remember there are moms out there who can't stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're a single mom, or maybe they're just trying to help out. They're just trying to support their family, and they have to go out. And I promise you, and I can guarantee you this, there are people out there, moms out there, who see it on social media, and they feel inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like a failure because they can't stay at home like somebody else may to, like they may be able to. And I think, And again, it goes back to the original question. Will our post help or hinder a fellow believer or even a non-believer? And I think, because when it comes to your post about anything you post, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
If it's looking at me, look how awesome I did, look where we got to go. Another pet peeve about this one. Again, if this is you, please, again, it's all about your motives. I'm trying controversy. Most people don't care about the construction of your homes. Sir, just give me a look right now.
I don't know where you're going with this.
No, it's just like some people are building these big, extravagant homes, and they think, man, look at this house. Look like it. I mean, well, you might say, well, that's not what they're saying. Well, maybe not. Again,
I think it's so easy to get swept up into this because I have such conflicting views too, because a lot of times I'll post and I'm like, well, you know, our parents don't live close by, so this is a great way to update family and friends about what's going on in your life. And this is a new way of communicating.
And it all goes back to what you're hoping to accomplish.
That's it. It's all about the motive behind it. I don't think that you're saying at all, oh, you can't post a picture of your house or you can't post a picture of your kids at the museum. I don't think that's what you're saying at all.
No.
It all goes back to the heart. All goes back to the motive. We do live in a very digital age. There's nothing wrong with posting pictures of your kids.
We do it all the time.
We do it. Yeah, we do. I just posted a post last night of my kids working out in the living room. Now, granted, I did it, and they're not great pictures either, but I did it because I thought it was hilarious the way that they were interacting with each other and lifting their brother on their back and doing push-ups and trying to do squats, and they're screaming and crying because it hurts. But again, that my motive was not, oh, look at my kids. Oh, my motive was, this is hilarious. I'm going to put this out, and my mom and my mother-in-law are going to love seeing this, you know? But yeah, we live in a very digital, social media driven age. That is a form of communicating now. And so we're not discrediting. I mean, we have social media that we use all the time. We're not saying don't put things on there. It all comes back to the heart. It all comes back to the reasoning.
I think it comes down to this, you know, just, I think Christians and adults, especially we as parents, let's just be wise before we post anything on social media. Take a breath and breathe and think before you post anything. Sometimes you can have the greatest intentions in the world and people will misread it. I get that and I understand that. But I think we can do a little bit better in what we post and how often we post certain things. I mean, guys, twice a week, my wife and I, we promote our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help people. We want as many people as we can to listen to the podcast because we want families to think. We want to be a help to families and offer what minimal wish that we have to be an encouragement to people. Mm-hmm. And I look at social media this way. I look at it as an awesome tool that we could be using today.
Yeah.
To proclaim the name of Christ better than any generation ever has before.
Right.
And a lot of Christians have done total opposite.
Right.
And they've used it in a selfish, wicked,
such a huge
godless,
platform.
Godless way. Yeah.
Huge opportunities. We have friends in all different states, different countries. Shout out to my British peeps that listen. Huge, huge opportunity to share what you believe, and to get feedback from you guys. And this isn't like some promo stunt. We genuinely love reading your emails and questions and topics and things that you struggle with, or people and you're part of the state or country or other countries are struggling with. We love your feedback and your input. So,
yep. Starting in the next couple weeks or after the first of the year, probably we'll start addressing those emails.
That'll be really fun. I'm excited to get to that.
Yeah, that have been sent. So,
hang on. We're getting to you.
We are getting there. Well, guys, if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts, please email us at talkingfamily@mikeandsarahclick.com. And again, controversial topic today. And a lot of issues, we'll agree to disagree on things. But be Christ-like, be godly, and be respectful to each other, and that will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.